The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Look at this. Often we have some idea of what we want or don't want. And if we're really engaged in that, we recruit our senses to support it. So, for example, if you're really, I go to the supermarket and, you know, greedy for something, maybe it's your favorite kind of chocolate or ice cream or something, but somehow it's not in the shelf it's supposed to be in. So you recruit your eyes to really search. Like, where is it? Where is it? It has to be somewhere. Who do I ask? You know, and so the your eyes are being recruited by your agendas, yourself, in a sense. If fear is a big part of our life, which it is for many people, then there maybe our senses are recruited by the fear. So hearing, I mean, so it might be that you hear someone coming in through the front door here, and it's just a door opening and closing. For some people, it's danger. And so now we're really listening, like, how heavy are those footsteps, and is it some kind of monster, 20-foot monster, or is it just this? You know, what can I pick up from the sounds of the steps? And so, like, it's recruited, you know, for that, for our fear, to protect ourselves. And if we really like pleasure, and then we might recruit some pleasure door to really savor it and really get into it and really feel it. If we feel some mood or, you know, some, we don't feel kind of off or depressed or something, there's a way in which we then recruit our senses to get confirmation for there's reasons to be sad or upset or something. And, you know, the sunlight's not just quite right, it's a little bit dim, and yeah, oh, it's such a drag today. And we're kind of like taking it in a certain way. So this idea of recruiting our senses for all these different purposes than just sensing. And it's fascinating to watch that happen. And if you can see it happen, then you might be able to do something radically different with your senses, and that is just sense without recruiting it for anything or hijacking it for something that you think you need to do or have to do or want to do. And so a sound comes, and we're not going out towards the sound to get it. We're just hearing a sound. Sound comes to us, and it's received by the eardrums, just as received. If there is a sight that we see, we just let it see. We have these nice flowers now, and the dogwood flowers on the front here. And so you might just see the flowers. Just let the sight of the flowers come to you, as opposed to, you know, I wonder if I can dig this up. How would I dig it up and take it to my house and look better in my house? I'm sure they don't mind, the Buddhists. You know, they're so detached, so I'll just, you know. And so we're recruited, you know, our sight to figure out how we're going to dig it up and take it away. And not just the flower. So this idea of sitting and meditating and allowing our senses to operate in a radical simplicity can sometimes feel like we're just receiving it. Things are just coming, appearing, arising, being received, as opposed to appropriated, as opposed to going out, taking, wanting, or as opposed to pulling away and closing down, just in a very, very relaxed way with our senses, sense doors. So if that makes some sense for you, then maybe that can be something that you experiment with for this morning, is on one hand, don't be discouraged by how you are when you do mindfulness practice. Just get curious. So if you find yourself constantly recruiting your senses for some ulterior purpose, and this it might be the one you most recruit is your thoughts. Thinking is a wonderful thing, but that often gets recruited here. I mean, we're held hostage by something or other. Just let thoughts come up and let them be simple. So you might start noticing how you're pushing, pulling, engaged in these different sense doors. And that's enough just to see that. Wow, fascinating. Curious about it. Or you might have access to the possibility of just being much more simple. Just hearing is just hearing. Seeing is just seeing. Smelling is just smelling. Tasting is just tasting. Tactile experiences of the body are just senses of the body. And thoughts, whatever they might be, it's just a thought. They don't have to be recruited, rejected. Just something arises and passes. So maybe that's interesting for you, and if not, then practice in the way you'd like. Thank you.